So the ritual of agonism that is quite natural for many men to use in the workplace can create problems when you have women in the workplace where the women don't recognize the ritual nature of the opposition or the playful insult or the playful teasing and will take it personally or literally. This can happen when you're talking about work as well, where a woman might bring up an idea and a man might do what he would call playing devil's advocate and try to poke holes in the idea. From his point of view, that might be helping her explore it. It could even be a sign of respect that I'm taking your idea seriously, I'm engaging it. And here, too, I observed instances where the woman took it literally, thought it was a bad idea and dropped it, or took it personally, felt that he didn't like her. In my last lecture, I'll be talking about things we can do to address these differences, but let me say very briefly here that if you encounter these kinds of problems at work, being aware of style differences is the first step toward figuring out how to approach them. One thing you can do is adapt your own style and try talking differently. Another would be to more properly interpret other styles. You can do what I call meta-communicate, that is, talk about the style differences. And you can simply be aware of the style differences, which sometimes, even if you can't do anything about it, it's reassuring to know the source of the reactions that you're getting. It's particularly important for the person in the higher position, the manager, the CEO, to be aware of these style differences to make sure that you're accurately judging the contributions being made by the people who work for you. The workplace is a particularly interesting environment in which to examine language because it's an interesting combination of what we might call the public, you're not at home, you're out in the world, and the private because you're talking to people that you know very well over time. In the next lecture, I'll be exploring the relationship between talking in public and talking in private in more depth.
After listening to Lecture 10, a student posed this question to Professor Tannen. When people observe that their communication style isn't working, can't they recognize the need to change their behavior? Let's listen to the professor's response.
I love that question because it's so natural to think, well, nobody would be so stupid. Obviously, if you know the person and you realize how they're taking it, so you adapt. The truth is, though, that we have so many other more obviously plausible explanations, such as, my boss is a jerk. And I'll give you an example. One woman who was a manager at a social service agency commented to me that she had several people working for her. They were all women, incidentally, and she had no problem with any of the women working for her except one. There was one woman who she felt never did what she had asked her to do. After reading one of my books, she realized that perhaps the way she was communicating was working well with the other women, but wasn't working with that woman. So, for example, if she wanted to suggest a particular intervention for a particular family, she might say something like, well, have you thought about trying X? And then she expected the woman to go try it and come back to her and tell how it worked out. And it struck her, perhaps it wasn't coming through. And she started communicating to that woman in a slightly different way. So she would say, I'd like you to try X and let me know how it goes. And lo and behold, she no longer had problems with that woman. Why didn't she stop and think, obviously this isn't working, I'll do it another way? Well, it was working well with everybody else. So she assumed this woman had a personality problem that she didn't want to do what she was told. So we always have these other personality explanations. And that's why conversational style is so tricky on the one hand, and also so important to understand and think about.
This ends Lecture 10. Remember to visit this course's webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll find additional information about the lectures that you just heard. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399, and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.